Back for more training, are you? You're ready to surrender completely to my guidance. And of course you are. Your training isn't done. We always train, always learn new skills. We want to master our craft. So I want you on your knees, eyes down. Are you excited? I know you're always excited before your training. Because you know that this training will transform you into the perfect little plaything. We're going to spend the next few minutes diving deep into your sissy desires with just a touch of humiliation to keep things exciting. But I don't want you to worry. I'm not here to break you. I'm here to mold you. But I want you to remember every whimper, every obedient move makes you mine. Are you ready to begin? Good. Now I want you to get all of your sissy clothes and I want you to lay it in front of you. If you have panties, a bra, stockings, shoes, a skirt, a dress. I want you to get all of that and lay it in front of you. How many items do you have? Are you building your collection? Or do you prefer to just focus on one thing? And if you had to choose one thing, what would it be? Panties? Now let's start with something simple. Your bra training. What kind of bra did you get for yourself? A lacy one? Soft pink? Or black? Or did you get another color? How about something that hugs your chest and makes you feel utterly feminine? Hold it up now. Feel the fabric against your skin. It's delicate, isn't it? Just like you should be. Now slip your arms through the straps and fasten it at the back. I want you to do this with intention, slowly, imagining that you're trying to seduce me. There you go. Now tighten it so it lifts what little you've got. Oh, look at that. Your chest is peeking out, all perky and exposed. It's adorable how it strains against the cups, making you look so unmanly. Not that we're focusing on that, but let's just say in this bra, you're not very alpha anymore, are you? You're my delicate doll. Ready to prance for me. Well, let's do that. I want you to walk around the room now, Take small, swaying steps, hips swinging like a proper slut. I just want you in your bra. No panties, nothing, just a bra. And I want you to walk with swaying hips and to touch yourself and feel yourself. Take those hands and then feel yourself. Take them down your small tits, down the length of your body. Seduce me. Look at how that bra is hugging you so snugly. It's okay if you stumble. It means that you're still learning. But keep going, back and forth. You're such a good sissy slut for me. Maybe next time I'll have you practice in your heels. Are you practicing? Even without me asking you? You should. You should practice what a proper walk looks like in heels. But that'll be for the next time. Because now I want to work on your sitting posture. No more slouching like some brute. Sissies sit like ladies. So find a chair right now. And I want you to smooth your imaginary skirt. I know you don't have one because I told you to just wear a bra. But we're practicing movement here. I want you to cross your legs. At the ankles, not the knees. Keep your back straight. Feel that bra pulling against your chest as you settle in. It's a constant reminder of how soft and submissive you've become. If your little cock twitches, and I know it will, ignore it. That's not your focus anymore. You're here to please me. To be the sissy slut I demand. Sit there for a moment, feeling the fabric of the chair against your thighs, your ass. Think about how you'd look in a room full of people, all staring at my perfect little trainee. Humiliating, isn't it? But yet, so arousing. Stay seated, breathing deeply as I prepare you for the next step. All right, now it's time for the real fun. Preparing that tight little hole from my cock. Get up and grab your lube and a butt plug. Start small or whatever you're comfortable with. We don't want to rush things. Did you choose which butt plug you wanted to use? Good. I want you to lube up your fingers first, generously, like a good slut. Now, bend over for me. Spread those cheeks and tease your entrance with one finger. Feel that? It's puckering, begging for attention. Now slide it in slowly, just the tip, and circle it around. That's your sissy pussy, Awakening. Getting ready to take what I give you. Now add more lube and push deeper. You're still using just your finger. In and out. Nice and gentle. Imagine it's my finger. Preparing you for something much, much bigger. You're doing so well. Your body is responding, isn't it? That slight sting, that fullness. It's humiliating how much you crave it. But that's what makes you my perfect little toy. Now, once you've loosened up, pick up your butt plug. You can start with the smallest size. It's probably no bigger than your... well, whatever. Let's not dwell on it, but you get the idea. Now lube it up thoroughly and press it against your hole. Push back against it. Don't fight it. Feel the stretch as it slips inside you. That's it. Filling you up. Now walk around again with it in. Feel the weight, the pressure against your prostate. Your little cock might leak a bit. Pathetic. Really, how excited you get from something so simple. But that's okay. It's all part of your training. It doesn't happen often, now, does it? You still hide this part of you. So you find moments in your day or in your week where you can escape and enjoy this. I know how much you crave this. Now, sit down again. That plug pressing deeper. Hold it there. Feel in every inch. Oh, now, my little sissy, you're almost ready for the main event. My cock. I've got quite the collection, you know. So let's talk about sizes, shall we? I have everything from a slim 4-incher, perfect for beginners like you, to a massive 10-inch beast that would stretch you wide open. I can see you squirming already. That plug making you ache. Which one will I choose? Well, that depends on how well you've performed. If you're a good slut, maybe I'll start with the 6-inch one. Smooth, veined, and just thick enough to make you gasp. But if you're extra obedient, I might tease you with the 7-incher, watching your eyes widen as I lube it up. Do you want to be surprised? Or do you want to know which one I'll choose? How will I decide? Will your sissy pussy handle the girth? I'm not sure what you can take right now. I know you've been practicing a lot with your butt plugs. So, I'm not going to tell you which one I chose. Because you're just going to feel it, but you won't see it. Now remove that plug. Slowly. Feel the emptiness, the longing. Get on all fours for me. Now I'm strapping on my cock. The surprise one. It's glistening with lube. Ready to claim you. Now reach back and spread yourself wide. I want to see every detail. Do you feel the tip press against your hole? Teasing, circling. Now push back, just like before. That's it. I'm sliding in now, inch by inch. Fuck, you're so tight around me. Your sissy pussy grips my cock like it was made for it. And I slide perfectly in. Of course I chose the right size. Which one do you think I chose? Now I want you to thrust back and forth for me. Matching my rhythm. Feel it hitting deep inside me. Making your little cock dribble with pre-cum. I don't want you to let any fall on the floor. If you're starting to leak, taste it. Eat it. It's humiliating how much you love being pegged, isn't it? My sissy slut, taking it like a pro. You've been training very, very well. Every time we've done this, I slide in more deeper. Now faster now. I want to pound into you. I want to grip your hips, owning every moan. I want you to let go. I want you to give in. Your body is shaking, and I can tell you're on the edge already. That's it. Let it build. I'm not stopping until you're begging. Until you feel that wave crash over you. And I want you to come for me. And when you do, I really want you to let it all out. I want to hear you moan. Hear you whisper, hear you scream if you have to. Let it all out while I'm deep inside. Now come for me, my good sissy slut. There you go. You've done well. Trained, teased, and thoroughly used. Now clean up and remember this feeling. Until next time, you're always mine.